Every year, starting about now, I get emails and phone calls from well-meaning people who took in a baby bird, often without even knowing what species it is, who fed it for a few weeks and now want to release it. It ever surprises me how many people seem to ascribe to the outdated, long ago disproven idea that baby birds are instinctive robots needing nothing but food and protection for the first month or two of their lives, and that as soon as they can fly, they will be perfectly capable of leading rich and full lives on their own, even if raised in an artificial environment without any of the vital training their parents would have given them. In the real world, parent birds of most species provide an in-depth education to their young, teaching them a variety of subjects that may include their species' vocalizations and when to use each call and song, how to get along with their own and other species, how to recognize all kinds of different dangers and deal with each one, which habitats are appropriate and how to find food in each one, what are the best places for roosting and hiding out in the event that a predator appears, and all kinds of other topics depending on species. Whenever possible, modern professional rehabbers do their best to place nestlings in a nest of their own species with young at the same stage of development. When I was a licensed rehabber and had to sometimes raise baby birds on my own, I gave them gentle releases in my own yard or where the species warranted it at my mother-in-law's place in Port Wing, Wisconsin. The bird could return to me for food whenever it wanted as it learned slowly on its own how to deal with life. This was obviously not a perfect system, but at least gave the birds their best chance, though it involved a lot more time and effort on my part than normal people without training are willing to invest. Today there was another story in the news about some scientists, experts in the specialized discipline of DNA cloning, who are trying to bring extinct animals back to life via what they call the Resurrection Project. Like people who think baby birds need nothing but attention to their bodily needs, these DNA experts are well-meaning, but obviously know little about living, breathing creatures except what can be inferred from their genetic code. News reports suggest they are trying to bring back to life the passenger pigeon using DNA from specimens killed in the 1800s. I'm sure they are developing the techniques necessary to one day bring to life some bodies of extinct animals, but like those who raise baby birds without understanding what they need to survive in the real world, these scientists restrict their focus to bodies alone. Passenger pigeons are tinier and more innocuous than Frankenstein's monster, but animals resurrected from extinction via DNA will be mere shells of what they were before their species' vital chain of existence was severed by extinction. The behaviors and mental processes unique to each individual of each species cannot be restored simply by replicating a genetic code. Scientists who think they can are as well-meaning but ignorant of the complex lives of wild creatures as people who try to raise baby birds without knowing anything about what these babies need other than food. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.